CSO released figures detailing the immigration and emigration in and out of the country. And what's interesting is we pretty much almost net off when it comes to Irish citizenry going out and coming back. With us is Ciara Murphy, who is European Migration Network Policy Officer with the Economic and Social Research Institute. You must have the biggest business card in the world here. It's a hell of a title. So walk me through some of the data in this. As we now stand, we have about 30 in, 30 out for Irish citizens. Is that right?
Yeah, so it's a little bit more. It's around 30 in, kind of 35-ish out for Irish citizens. And that's consistently we've had flows in and out. So Irish citizens are about 20% of the immigrants and about half of the emigrants.
Because we have more people immigrating than we have emigrating, is that correct?
So overall, yes. So in the overall figures, we have about net 80,000 or so immigrating. That's minus, so that's minus emigrants.
Do we have a sense of who it is and what sort of demographics, if we look at the Irish citizenry first, who among the Irish citizenry is leaving and who's coming back?
So very interestingly, we don't have a massive amount of research on Irish emigrants. So we know that they tend to be kind of within the age of 25 to kind of 40. And my understanding from previous research is that they tend to be higher educated than the average population.
So these are people who are going, these are the nurses and the doctors and the engineers who are heading off to Australia to live for a few years before they return home.
Yeah, often, I mean, the US, the UK, there's quite a few big destinations, Europe as well.
And do we have a sense then of who's coming back? Is it an older demographic that return?
From my understanding, we actually don't have that information from the CSO. They don't kind of break it down in that way. So we're not sure. And again, I mean, when we talk about Irish immigrants, so Irish nationals immigrating, that's not just people who have emigrated within their lifetime. It could be Irish nationals born abroad to Irish parents. It could be Irish nationals born in Northern Ireland. It could be people with Irish grandparents as well. So there's kind of a mix of demographics in there, and we're not sure what that mix is.
So that's the Irish citizenry. What then of the added components? Because a large chunk is EU citizens, and then we have asylum seekers and broader immigrants.
Yeah, so if you look at the overall figures, about 20% of the immigrants are Irish citizens. Then about 22% are coming from the EU and the UK. And then the rest is the rest of the world. So overall, 13% are Ukrainians, according to more or less my estimates based on different statistics. It's a little bit complicated to estimate exactly. About 11% are asylum seekers, and then 34% are other non-EU. So that's people coming for work, for education and for family. We know that education tends to be one of the biggest categories in the first permits granted to non-EU, and then employment tends to be the second biggest.
And presumably when we're talking education, it is tertiary, it's likely to be tertiary. We're talking about people doing master's and graduate degrees and that kind of thing, or is it?
And also secondary? English language education.
So coming to Ireland as the place where they're going to learn England,
exactly.
Learn English, whether or not they then stay here.
Yes, and they tend to be on relatively short-term visas, so a lot of them would go back. So it's interesting, if you look at the first permits granted, really high education numbers, but then if you look at all permits, so kind of the stock of people, it's much different. It's quite different. It's more employment. So basically, more people will come on education, but then will either stay for employment or will go back, and then the people who come for employment stay for longer.
You said, give me again, you said 20% was EU, is that correct? And
so 22% are EU and UK citizens.
And then the other 20% was?
Irish.
Oh, returning. So
yeah.
That means then that we have roughly four times as many incoming immigrants who are UK, EU or Irish as we do asylum seekers.
Yes. Asylum seekers are the smallest group of immigrants. These are the largest asylum seeker numbers we've ever seen, and it's still the smallest group. So traditionally, you know, asylum seekers would have been a much, much smaller proportion of immigration, but they are still the smallest group. They get a lot of media attention, but the numbers are smaller.
And when we net it all off then, our net position in terms of outflow versus inflow, I assume we have a significant inflow. Do we know what the total number is?
Yeah,
roughly?
It's around 80,000, which is, I think, around 20,000 or so lower than the peak in 2007. So we still haven't reached the 2007 peak of immigration. We're almost there. And the last 2 years have seen kind of significant increases since especially the COVID years and the recession years, and then kind of the recovery from the recession. It was beginning to recover, but there's been a significant increase since then. But this year, so the stats that came out this week are quite similar to last year. So kind of, you know, a 5% increase in overall immigration.
But that means then, I assume, like inferring back to 07 was peak of the boom time. If we had 100,000 at that stage, and if we have 80,000 at this stage with the kind of makeup that you're describing, this is significant economic draw. This is people effectively returning or coming to gain employment because we're a full employment nation. Is that it?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, what we see is a change in who is coming for employment. So it used to be really dominated by EU nationals before, during the boom. Up to 2007, and that fell off during the crash and hasn't really recovered since then. So EU nationals are no longer filling those labour market shortages. So increasingly, we have to go to non-EU nationals. We've really expanded the eligible sectors for employment permits because they're not being filled. The labour market shortages are not being filled by EU nationals.
I know it's a difficult question to answer because it's not, there's a lot of inference required, but do we know why EU nationals are not travelling here in the way that they once did?
I mean, it's a really good question. And I mean, One of the potential reasons is that the countries they're coming from are doing much better economically than they were.
So the jobs are there, they don't need to come here.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, Poland was a really big source of migrants as well. And there has been some research that maybe the Polish government has really tried to get its citizens back, its diaspora back as well. So there's been an active policy on the part of the Polish government, I believe. According to some research that was done in Ireland, that may be kind of influencing the Polish diaspora as well.
And on the topic of the you said about widening the pool beyond EU to allow access to the labour market. How necessary is that net inflow from a labour market perspective? Because if we have very low employment rates, do we have the capacity to fill the jobs if we don't have those people coming in?
So you have to show, in order to get your sector onto the employment permit list, and to qualify for a general employment permit, it's a little bit complicated. You have to show that you can't fill that labour market shortage with Irish or EU nationals. So, you know, the biggest sectors, so IT, the information communication technology sector, but the health sector is one of the biggest consistent employers of non-EU nationals. So that would be hospitals, care workers, these kind of areas.
So if I'm running a care facility, I have to be able to say, look, I have advertised these jobs. Nobody's coming over from France. Nobody's coming from Germany or anywhere else.
Irish people therefore, can't fill them. Yeah. Exactly.
In terms then of overall population, where do we stand and do we have any sense of what the likely trends are? Because I remember seeing Ronan Lyons do an analysis that said that in terms of population, we are lagging Western Europe, but we are catching up fast in terms of our population increase.
So, yeah, we've had quite a large population increase in recent years. I'm not sure how we compare with the rest of Europe. But I mean, I suppose one of the issues in Ireland is that our population has continued to increase while capital investment went way down kind of over the last 10 years. That's now starting to recover. So there are significant challenges related to that.
You may not have the figures to hand, but you might have a sort of a ballpark. Over that 10-year period, what was the sort of consistent level of net immigration? Did we have a dip to emigration or has there been an inflow all throughout that period?
So immigration really dropped off when the crash came. I don't know the net immigration figures exactly. In my head, there was a tiny kind of negative outflow for a little while, but it was kind of more or less equal. That's then been recovering with the economy. So Irish migration really responds very strongly to the economy, in part because we have such a highly regulated labour market.
Explain that.
Well, it's also that, you know, we're an island nation. So we essentially have a lot more say in the immigration into the country than a lot of, say, West, you know, European countries that share borders with a lot of other countries. So a lot of the immigration to Ireland has traditionally been high skilled labour immigration coming through the regulated employment permit system. So, you know, when you look at the, you know, we do an integration monitor where we look at migrants compared with the rest of the population, and they tend to be higher educated than the rest of the population, which is very unusual by European standards.
Oh, so the average incoming migrant tends to have a higher level of education than the average Irish citizen.
So the average migrant in Ireland, so the stock, that data isn't there for the flows at the moment. It has a higher level of education than the average.
And to finalise on that thing of the last 10 years, apart from that small dip, does that mean therefore that there was a continuous inflow more or less across that period, even at the point where we weren't building sufficiently to deliver the housing for them.
Oh, absolutely. So the population has continued increasing consistently since kind of the, even since the crash. And that's births, but it's also immigration. And the building very much hasn't kept pace with that.
Most important thing, did you try to get Oasis tickets?
I didn't.
No interest.
I didn't fancy that Ticketmaster queue.
Very interesting, Ciara. Thank you very much. That is Ciara Murphy, who is European Migration Network Policy Officer with the ESRI. If you want to get in touch, 5.